This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Alabama charity, once led by Senate candidate Roy Moore, did not report to the Internal Revenue Service that in 2011 it guaranteed him $498,000 in back pay, according to an income report provided to the Washington Post by the charity itself. Five tax law and accounting specialists said it appears the guaranteed payment should have been reported as compensation, a disclosure that would have triggered a federal tax bill of more than $100,000. Issues in the foreign exchange business of Wells Fargo that led to the firing of four executives emerged separately from the review of business practices sparked by the sales practice scandal, according to people familiar with the matter. Wells Fargo spokesman confirmed the departures after inquiries from the Wall Street Journal. One expert argues that to make boycotts more effective, we have to accept that boycotts are about publicity, not consumer choice, and advertise wonky ethical positions like any other product in vivid emotional terms. House Republicans are supposedly considering caps on 401k contributions for individuals in order to offset their corporate tax giveaways, and doing so as low as $2,400 a year from what is now $18,000 and rising to $24,000. Less than 1% of Americans are serving on active duty. TIAA's image as a benevolent provider of investment advice is in question. Several legal filings, including a lawsuit by TIAA employees with money under the company's management and a whistleblower complaint by a group of former workers, say it pushes customers into products that do not add value and may not be suitable, but that generate higher fees. Such practices would violate the legal standard that applies to retirement accounts and security laws governing investment advisors. In 2018, for the first time, the IRS will reject your tax return when filed electronically if you do not complete the information required about whether you have coverage, including whether you're exempt from the so-called individual mandate or will pay the penalty. If you file your tax return on paper, the agency said it would suspend processing of the return and delay any refund you might be owed. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.